but it does send a bipartisan rebuke to the president. Several Republicans who support a border wall warn the national emergency sets a dangerous precedent for future presidents.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Another Democrat dives in. Beto O'Rourke launching his bid for the White House.
The former Texas congressman says he's running to ensure every American has a chance to see a doctor, that government works for everyone, and to provide lawful paths for immigrants to work in the United States.
This is going to be a positive campaign.
O'Rourke also vowing to work on real criminal justice reform and to tackle climate change.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
Tackle climate change. They really believe that.
Academic honesty, the parents, the students, the SATs. Everyone's a crook,
everyone's a nut,
a part of all.
Nancy Pelosi today came out and endorsed lowering the voting age to 16.
What a piece of work she is.
16.
Yeah.
I think we should raise it.
I do too.
To 25.
Amen.
I mean, think about this.
It's kind of important.
Yeah. That. And, of course, the reason they want this is they know they're not going to get votes. They've given up so much of the Democratic base. They've just blown off.
Yeah, they've gone crazy.
So they've got to depend on a couple of things. They got to depend on, I mean, states are openly letting illegals vote.
Yep.
They're protecting the voting rights of people that don't belong here.
It's insane.
That's insane.
It is.
Anybody. Go to another country. Go visit Paris. Maybe you'll be there the next time they're getting ready to throw Macron out. Or up in Canada, where they're going to get rid of that dimwit. And say, hi, I'm here on vacation, but I would like to vote. And see what kind of reaction you get to that.
Exactly.
But in the U.S., this is how brainwashed and dumbed down they've managed to make this country that we would even consider 16 years old. I ask everybody, and I'm sure there were some very mature 16-year-olds. I think Pam Bartosik from my class, when she was 16, she could have cast an intelligent vote, or Frank Hankus.
But
not too many others.
No, I mean, you're 16 years old. What are you thinking about? It's not the government.
We all know what we're thinking
exactly.
About.
Exactly.
I'm kind of obsessed with it, actually.
Uh-huh.
The pipe.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my.
Visiting the pipe. It's just crazy. So Pelosi wants to lower the voting age to 16. Why not tattoo kids and register them when they're born? She says it's important to capture kids in high school. Because our high schools have been so successful in churning out...
I love the word capture. That's kind of perfect for her.
Unreal, man. It's just unreal. Brand will be joining us in a moment. Hello, Todd.
What's going on?
The destruction of our country. Other than that, everything's fine. How are you?
Great. Great. That's what I was calling about. The voting from the illegals. Well,
mm-hmm.
Why don't we all just load up on buses and go vote in California?
Yeah, there you go.
Why
we
not?
Can't vote across state lines in this country, but we can
that
cross
would be great
the
if,
country and vote.
If sure. This massive conservative, they would question us, though.
Yeah, they would.
You look like one of those white nationalists that's trying to, turn our elections inside out so we can't let you
vote. You can
see
that through the phone, right? I'm a white nationalist through the phone.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. There's, that's the next thing. They're going to want to do it. They want people to vote over their phone. Because it's not like it could be hacked or anything.
No.
The same people who insisted that Russia hacked and changed the results of our 2016 election. By the way, when are they going to release that stupid Mueller report so we can get past that and start putting the Democrats who really did cheat in jail?
Not until they get a chance to edit it.
Todd, thanks so much for the call, my friend.
Have a good afternoon.
If you'd like to have your vision restored with a LASIK procedure, you got two of the best in the, not just here in Montgomery, but in the state of Alabama, in the country. Mm-hmm. Right here, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin and Montgomery Eye Physicians. It takes but a few minutes. You can do it on a lunch break to see if your vision issue is one that could be corrected with a LASIK procedure. Call 271-3804 and make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. There is no charge for this whatsoever. They just need to know whether or not LASIK is an option to restore your vision. And imagine, those who have had the LASIK experience, having used glasses or contacts, and then all of a sudden they have this procedure, it's a quick recovery, and everything comes into crystal clear HD focus. The biggest challenge is avoiding old habits like looking for your glasses when you no longer need them.
Well, I'm going to hate to have to do that.
Oh, what a horrible problem.
Yeah.
So call them at 271-3804 if you'd like to learn more about this legacy practice with 75 years here in Montgomery. Go to onlinemep.com. Traffic at 507.
As we roll into the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees an accident that you need to know about. It's at Forest Avenue and Park Place over near Jackson Hospital. If you're in that area, be careful. I-85 seems to be slowing down and speeding up, especially around Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. We also see a slowdown every now and then in the downtown area on the northbound side. The southbound side starting to see the slowdowns at the interchange, so be careful if you're leaving downtown. Once you get out on I-65, you don't have any problems. It's running great north and south. And there's still a lot of traffic on the boulevard around the Troy Highway, also at Vaughan Road and around I-85. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully as we go through the nighttime hours tonight with showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Our weather app will keep you on top of that. Tomorrow, a risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, look for a cooler day with a high in the mid-60s. Saturday, breezy and quite cool. High of only 59. Into the 30s on Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. And Sunday's high temperature only about 64 with mostly sunny skies. So a cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union. They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores.
Oh, she's up late. House.
Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's The Commodores.
You're once, twice.
Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss The Commodores.
Happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Pi Day. It's today. So go get some and shove it in your pie hole.
It is the 314, which is Pi Day. I wonder,
oh, yeah, it is
get up and wonder if Mr. Right on the Money rant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald has ever found it necessary to use pie. I mean, I see a lot of numbers in your office. I was there today, but I didn't see pie. Have you ever had to use that in your line of work?
Are you talking about 3.1?
416.
Something?
It goes on and on into infinity, yeah.
Well, the truth of the matter is I used pi one time. I think that was in the 11th grade. And I swore I would never use it again.
Good for you.
Any reason whatsoever.
Good for you.
At least you use it once. That's one more time than I used it in my life. I can't recall ever being in the middle of a radio show saying, hang on while I check the pie on the forecast here, or this next album. What's the circumference of this next album we're going to put down? Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. Now, in all seriousness, though, I mean, I wasn't into chemistry and stuff like that too much, but I loved math and numbers. I really did, particularly statistics.
Obviously.
I always really did well in that class.
I bet.
And then when I got to Auburn, started studying finance, that's what I really obviously loved.
You're going to find this unusual or surprising, perhaps, but I got into radio by studying statistics, by studying audience trends, why people listen to certain stations, certain personalities, why they didn't listen to certain stations, certain personalities. I spent 3 years doing that kind of research and produced volumes of reports that were brand new to the business. Brent, if I had stayed in that research mode, I'd probably own an island somewhere because I was ahead of everybody else with that kind of information. Stations were just starting to get interested in getting the why behind the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody said, hey, you know a lot about listeners and you have a pleasant voice and we don't want the old style disc jockeys anymore. So would you like to be on the radio? And I said, well, sure, I'll try it. And here it is several years later and I'm still doing this.
And doing a great job.
Well, I try. I tried, yeah. Brent. I was blown away by that big jump in the Dow today, a whole 7 points.
Yeah, no, we've been kind of seesawing around a little bit. If you look at the week before, we were, we had, 4 or 5 days in a row we were down.
Yeah.
And then this week so far has been pretty good, mostly led by tech. It's kind of like we're back to 2017 again or something.
Yeah.
Facebook didn't do too well today.
I saw a story about a lot of executives are leaving Facebook and.
Right. Yeah, their product, product development guy, I think he might have been the head of WhatsApp, possibly something to do with Instagram, I don't know. But they also had power outages or some sort of a shutdown today on some servers. Relating to those products, and I don't know that was the big news. I think the really big news was this report, that came out that federal prosecutors are gearing up to sock it to them over some of these dealings they've had with other companies, as it relates to privacy issues and that kind of thing. But that's not going away anytime soon. I mean, these companies they know every single thing there is to know about you and me, and it's downright scary.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure I'm all that, against some tougher enforcement on these companies.
Yeah. House changed in 10 years when I first went on Facebook, and boy, the activity at the outset, the people that were finding me, who I hadn't talked to in years from high school and old radio stations, and it's great to get reacquainted. And then, you know what really damaged Facebook more than anything else was the election of Barack Obama.
Yes.
Because people either loved or hated him. And I've got a list of almost 200 people that used to be my friends that I had to block on Facebook because they got so ugly on his behalf. If that's your idea of a great president and that's what's best for the country, we not only have a serious disagreement, I think you're too stupid to be my friend. And I don't regret one name on that list. I looked at it just a couple of days ago. It's like, geez, what a bunch of losers.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that, and then of course as time passes and we're going about our business and we're saying what we have for breakfast or posting our latest cute dog video, and then we're finding out that they're data mining us, stalking us, and collecting all of this and then selling that information. Mm-hmm. That's not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
But I'm still using it.
Well, it's true. They're also reading all your messages. Yep. Using the instant messenger system.
Yep.
And it's tied in as well with it, you know, tracking systems that follow you around the web wherever you go.
Yep.
It's unreal. It's absolutely downright scary.
It is scary. Very much so.
Yeah. So, but no, I mean, as far as the market goes today, I mean, this is fairly typical. I mean, we're here, you know, basically in the middle of March. There's not a whole lot of news to report. You know, I would say that if there's any sort of negative news on the earnings front, you always get those pre-announcements over the next couple of weeks, and so you might see something there, get that out of the way. But get into April, and you start to get, you know, an early read that first week in April from certain select companies about how the third quarter went. And certainly by the time you get into the middle or end of April, that's when it really, really heats up. So I'm expecting, a pretty big move in the market one way or the other around those earnings on a short-term basis anyway. Just because, I mean, so many people around the country and around the world are really, really curious about one thing, and that is how healthy really is the U.S. economy? Is it being impacted or affected by what's going on in the rest of the world? And so I think you're really gonna be able to get some more information to answer that question in the month of April. And if it's not as bad and things look reasonably well and we're starting to continue some of our momentum, then I think the market can break out of this little bit of a lull that we've been in for the last 4 or 5 months. And so that's what we'll be focusing on. Beyond that, I think it's interesting to me, too. You know, this trade thing is something that obviously we've talked about now for grief, probably the last 9 months every day. It's I'm having to mention the trade deal. It's like a broken record, but it is so important and so significant because you're talking about two countries that account for almost half of the world's GDP. Mm-hmm. So it's a major, major deal. And I think early indications are we certainly have the framework of a deal. We're getting close to possibly announcing one. But then I see this headline today that, you know, Xi, you know, wants a deal done before he makes sort of a state, representative of the state type visit to America. And Trump doesn't want that. You know, he wants to be able to say the deal's not done, but Xi's coming to America and then he's going to seal the deal, which is a kind of a Trump-esque type thing, move. And so I don't know. I don't know if it's theatrics or what, but either way, it doesn't matter at the end of the day as long as we get the deal done and it makes sense.
So. Folks, I urge you to, Brent just mentioned there's a bit of a lull at this particular time. This would be a great time to schedule an appointment to sit down and meet with Brent and talk about the money you work so hard to make, about your future. What, you know, do you have a family you want to take care of, or are you looking to achieve certain goals? Are you interested in exploring investing? I just got a thumbs up on that. Everything is on the table when it comes to you and your money, and having somebody available like Brent and the incredible team at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management is something that will benefit you greatly. Take charge of your money and your financial future and make an appointment by calling 387-0094, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, big news tomorrow. Give us a holler, okay?
I will, and I just want to say also I really enjoyed having you here today. We had a good little visit.
It was. It was great to be there and see Lisa and the rest of the
Austin
gang.
Austin and Mike and the whole team. It was a lot of fun.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Talk to you soon.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we're going to come back after this break to our video on the truth behind AOC. And we have one more segment to play for you. It's and I'm going to post it on Facebook. I urge you to not only watch it, but share it to everybody you know.
Yeah.
Because this is very sinister stuff. Right now at 5:22, back to you. Well, why don't we go down and study the wind?
We need to.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we see a lot of hassles on the boulevard. It's really slow between the Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway, also around Vaughn Road and I-85, even down by the Atlanta Highway. Let's be careful on the boulevard. Watch out for the other cars and pay attention to the traffic lights. I-65 is running at a speed limit ride. No problems there. I-85 is great until you get around Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, and it's going to slow way down right there. The 31s look pretty good if you're headed into Prattville or Wetumpka this afternoon. Just be careful. It's the Invitation to Lexus Sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Giant Sunglasses. When it comes to getting laughs from idiots, it's a close second to fart sounds.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
The greatest show on dirt is back. Freestyle bullfights every night at the 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Entertainment nightly this year is trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson. Kids 12 and under free on Thursday night. Buy one, get one for all military and first responder families on Friday night. And family four packs for $40 at Saturday Matinee. For event and ticket information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2. The 62nd Annual SLE Rodeo. Can't wait.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max, smart money, made simple, insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hit those bad drivers.
Cut me off, no, you never looked. You made me have to jam on my brakes.
Well, welcome back to Happy Hour. Coming into the studio now, ladies and gentlemen, we have Greg Budell and the Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. They're coming to sit. Greg, I'll give up the chair to you.
We're trying to figure out this garbage mystery. Where the moisture?
Yeah, condensation. What's that all about? Condensation.
I want to take a quick look. We were out studying clouds. We kind of got lost in the clouds, Joey.
We really did.
Okay.
We apologize for that. But it does look like there is some rain.
Thanks for Bogarting the joint.
Bogarting the joint?
Mm-hmm. Lost in the clouds.
No, that was one of the things that used to be part of the fun when you would maybe have a little, imbibe in a little refreshment, and then I lay back in the grass and look at the sky and look at the, say, well, that one looks like a unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize there weren't any clouds up there at all. Hallucinating it. Yeah, there are some rain showers out to the west. That line that we looked at earlier that was in Mississippi is now moving into Birmingham on the northeast end, southwest through Demopolis.
Demopolis.
So it's heading our way. And it's being squeezed by high pressure to the east and low pressure spinning up winds in front of it. So that's why we have sustained winds around 20 to 25 miles an hour.
It's whipping out there.
It's a breezy day. We're going to return now to this Mr. Reagan video. This is getting quite a bit of airplay because it basically tells the story of how a seeming dimwit like AOC could become a congresswoman when in fact she's an actress, and she's just reciting her lines.
And you got to hand it to Cenk. Bringing these guys on was a brilliant move. Fresh from the Bernie campaign with nothing to do, they must have been itching to tackle a new left-wing political project. So Cenk had this crazy idea. Replace all the Democrats in Congress with his own hand-picked radical left socialists. And he had a brilliant idea. Get the geniuses from the Bernie campaign to do it for him. And they did it. They succeeded. Perhaps not as well as they wanted, but it did work. And that is terrifying. Of the guys that Cenk brought in from the Bernie campaign, the two most important, from what I could find, were Saikat Chakrabarty and Zach Exley. Saikat seems to be the philosophical core of the operation, and Zach Exley is the organizational mastermind. Zach Exley is basically an expert on Saul Alinsky-style community organizing. And both he and Saikat are tech guys. They're very experienced with social media campaigning. Now, they did a great job in 2018, but make no mistake, these guys are not content with their 2018 victory. They're playing a long game here. 2018 was just the beginning. They'll redouble their efforts in 2020, 2022, 2024, at which time I am 100% convinced that they will run somebody for president. For the 2018 elections, the Justice Democrats endorsed 79 candidates. 26 of them won their primary elections. 7 of them won in the general election and are now in Congress. Most of these people's names I can't even pronounce. Raul Grijalva, Ro Khanna, Ayan Presley, Pramila Jayapal, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Of these 7, 3 were chosen through the audition process and are, as far as I can tell, puppets of the Justice Democrats, Saikat Chakrabarty, and Cenk Uygur. These candidates are Ayan Presley, Rashida Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Imagine if they run not 79 candidates, but 200 or 400 or 1,000. At their current rate of success, they would get 88 House seats, and if they improve their techniques, they might get more, including Senate seats. The first screenplay I ever wrote, I was 15, it was about a future in which a megalomaniac was trying to take over the U.S. government. He was trying to do this by installing puppet politicians throughout the U.S. Congress, wow, giving him a majority, and in the climactic point in the movie, his puppet president is also elected. So in my screenplay, this villain effectively gains control over the U.S. government through these politicians who are loyal to him. I never thought that this fiction that I wrote as a teenager would ever become reality. It's completely crazy, but it looks like this has actually started to happen. Cenk Uygur is no longer formally associated with the Justice Democrats or AOC's congressional team, but whether or not he still holds influence over these people is unknown. What is known is that these people are dangerous. Zach Exley is a radical left open borders guy who was once a fellow at the Open Borders Foundation, which is George Soros' organization. And he seems to be the least extreme of these guys. Cenk Uygur calls his organization the Young Turks. The Young Turks is named after a group of Turkish revolutionaries formed in 1911 who slaughtered 1.5 million people in the Armenian Genocide. So we know where Cenk's influence is at. Saikat Chakrabarty is influenced by this guy, Subhas Chandra Bose. How do we know this? Because he wears this Che Guevara-style shirt with Subhas Chandra Bose's face on it in most of his videos. That seems like a pretty deliberate choice. At first, I actually thought it was his own face. I was like, why is this guy wearing a shirt with his own face on it? That's crazy narcissistic. But then I figured out it was this Subhas guy. So who is Subhas Chandra Bose? He was the violent complement to the nonviolent Mahatma Gandhi. Yes, the legendary Gandhi. Whilst Gandhi was trying to expel the British from India nonviolently, this guy was like, no, let's start a war and let's kill them all. Actually, it was worse than that. Much, much, much worse. Subhas called himself a socialist, but he is quoted as saying, our philosophy should be a synthesis between Nazism and communism. Okay. Another important thing that we need to recognize about Subhas is that he was an anti-colonialist. Now, we're not like super Obama. Familiar with this political perspective here in the US, but in India, anti-colonialism causes deep resentment to this day. This is explained in the documentary film 2016, Obama's America. In this film, Dinesh D'Souza explains anti-colonialism and shows how these ideas influence Barack Obama because, and this is the scary part, the United States is founded on colonialism. To the anti-colonialist, the US is an evil empire that colonized North America. The United States is the enemy and is to be fought, is to be resisted, torn down. This is the guy that Saikat Chakrabarty, AOC's chief of staff, wears on his t-shirt, a pro-violence, anti-colonial socialist who dreamed of a Nazi communist government. This is the man behind the curtain. This is the brains behind AOC. It's definitely scarier to me that he's not a congressman, but that he is the man behind the curtain. There is no accountability for the man behind the curtain. Sure. If AOC falls from grace, he can just hire another actress. There are no term limits to being the guy behind the curtain. When I got back from CPAC 6 days ago, Saikat Chakrabarty was in the news for the first time ever. I was surprised because I'd never heard of him until I went to Washington. As it turns out, he has been flagged recently for diverting at least $1 million in campaign donations from the political action committee that he was running to shell companies that he set up. At the moment, it's unclear whether he was embezzling the money or just hiding it from FEC oversight. Either way, it looks like he's in trouble. For a guy who claims to be trying to get money and influence out of government, he doesn't seem to mind leveraging those tools himself. You may have heard something about this. What you probably haven't heard about is AOC's sinister living wage rules. So AOC announced a little while ago that she was going to cap her congressional staff's pay at $80,000 so that she could pay her bottom-level staff a living wage and her interns $15 per hour. But here's the thing. AOC's living wage rule allows her staff to dodge financial disclosure laws. Uh-huh. Under federal law, congressional employees who earn over $126,000 per year must disclose all of the outside money that they earn. Because AOC's top staff will not be making over $126,000 per year, they will not be subject to this law. I wonder who came up with this brilliant scheme, Saikat Chakrabarty. I know it wasn't the bartender. This team of guys who got AOC elected and who are now pulling the strings of her congressional seat declared at the outset that they were trying to bring integrity into government, transparency, to flush out the corruption. Well, it looks like they're trying in every way they possibly can to hide their own activities. They say that sunlight is the best disinfectant. I say it's about time we pulled the curtain all the way back on this particular wizard and all of his friends. Amen. Oh, and just remember, the next time you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's fake. She's a fraud. She's not real. None of her tweets are actually her tweets. None of her speeches are her speeches. Her answers to questions and interviews, she was coached to give those. She's not a real congresswoman. She's an actress.
Wow.
All right, that's it for me. If you like this episode, hit the like button. If you want to see more like this, please subscribe. And if you hate me, you're probably Saikat Chakrabarty or Cenk Uygur because...
they hate you because he has pulled the curtain back. This particular video has gone viral, and I've just posted it on my Facebook page. I urge you to watch it again. You may have heard the whole thing. You've been listening all afternoon. And share it and get others to see what's really going on here. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not conspiracy theory. This is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine if they successfully get another 40 or 50 AOCs in the Congress?
We're in trouble.
Trouble. We are going to be up the...
Yep.
Yeah.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic in the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we see a lot of traffic on I-85 around the I-65 interchange. Be careful if you're traveling out of the downtown area, and look out for the traffic merging into the interstate from your right. If you're headed northbound on I-85, everything's great until you get around Taylor Road, and there's a big slowdown between Taylor and Chantilly Parkway. Traffic's eased up a good bit on the boulevard. We don't have too many problems. It's just real crowded around the Troy Highway, Vaughan Road, and I-85, but you'll get through with just one light cycle at most of the intersections. The Atlanta Highway is a real busy spot. A lot of traffic leaving the downtown area on Madison Avenue. It's jammed up around Ann Street. Also, when you get down around Coliseum Boulevard, it'll clear up there, and then all of a sudden the traffic's back on you again when you get to Eastdale Mall. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The Southern Poverty Law Center has dismissed founder Morris Dees. A statement from the SPLC did not elaborate on the reasons, but said the organization is committed to ensuring the conduct of our staff reflects the mission of its organization. The SPLC said an outside group will review its workplace practices. Reached by telephone, Dees said the matter involved a personal issue. The Alabama State Law Enforcement Agency has arrested one of its own for multiple felony drug charges. Former trooper Stephen Langham faces 6 charges, 5 counts of unlawful possession of a controlled substance, and 1 count of unlawful distribution of a controlled substance. Toyota Motor Corporation says it's investing an additional $750 million at 5 U.S. plants that will bring nearly 600 new jobs. One of those plants is in North Alabama. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully as we go through the nighttime hours tonight with showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Our weather app will keep you on top of that. Tomorrow, a risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, look for a cooler day with a high in the mid-60s. Saturday, breezy and quite cool. High of only 59. Into the 30s on Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. And Sunday's high temperature only about 64 with mostly sunny skies. So a cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One bath towel or pillow, 3 for $10. It's not your everyday sale. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody shut up.
You know, they just signed that Bryce Harper to it. $330
million. Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's got a hit yet for them to spring.
It's still early. The season hasn't even started.
He's got a point.
Let's take a look at the box. I want to see if he's actually even gotten a hit. Because that's the thing. When you sign a $330 million contract, they expect $330 million of production every day.
The
fans can be rough in Philadelphia. They warn them about that.
Yeah, they're almost never happy.
Never.
Did he even play today? What do you know? Joey's not even in the lineup.
Uh-oh. Yeah, no reason to get injured in a game that doesn't mean anything. And then by that, I mean exhibition baseball, not baseball in general.
Exhibition baseball. Cubs are tied at 1 this afternoon.
That's a barn burner.
See, the Nationals, they're looking good for that Eastern Division there.
Yeah, but they lost Harper.
Yeah, they did, but Victor Robles, the guy that's going to replace Harper, he's got 2 home runs, he won today. Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone and you get a parking lot instead of a...
You said it better than Joni Mitchell.
Oh, now here's another Phillies game. They said a split squad did Harper play in this game? Let's take a look at the box. Inquiring minds want to know. Nope. I don't see Bryce Harper's name in there.
So yeah.
The Phillies played 2 games today, and Bryce Harper didn't have time for either one of them.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and that's a shame, because a lot of the fans are over there saying they could drink a case of him and still be on their feet.
jobs.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. Big story today. Morris Dees fired at SPLC. If you follow Drudge, just the other day, Drudge had a story about the enormous amount of money they have offshore. Why? It certainly, if it's offshore, can't be helping poverty here. But what really scares me about this group is that they have been given judge and jury status on what's hate and what isn't. And companies, corporations, I don't know what kind of intimidation they use, what their tactics are, but they'll ask SPLC, and now you got like Chase Bank is no longer doing business with entities that SPLC has decided is a hate group.
Like, yeah, they basically are connected at the hip with the government now.
Let's see. From Montgomery Advertiser, staffers at the time accused Morris Dees, the center's driving force, of being a racist, and black employees have felt threatened and banded together.
Wow.
James said, I do believe I will have a celebratory screw-off shot of whiskey tonight.
Wow.
Here's to you, James.
Screw-off.
Well, I just found that to be kind of a startling story today.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
And frankly, if they're fighting poverty, what do they need $1 billion for? Is half its here?
No, you can't help the poor without being rich.
Words to live by, right there.
So what you got going on clearing the air tonight? What he just said, and what do you got going on the Joey Clark Radio?
Well, the good old Southern Woods is gonna come in, and I mean, this week I've been fairly serious. I did a little bit of a Captain Marvel review on Monday. Troy and I did, and that was mostly the only frivolous thing I've done this week.
I hope you said nothing but good things about the movie. Otherwise, you're misogynistic.
No, we both rated it like a... I rated it a B minus. He rated it a B. It probably could have gotten a C.
You silly boys. Not running fantastic. Out to see this cartoon movie. When the Smithsonian Channel...
Why is it silly? Why is it silly?
You could have watched...
Airline disasters?
Air disasters, but shows like Epic Yellowstone, I think, is the name. What's on tonight? Can you check?
I could check the Smithsonian Channel for you. Sure, yeah. I'm like your own personal TV guide over here.
While you look that up, let me tell everybody about C Spire.
Okay.
And the new C Spire business. If you needed one company to take on all your tech challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more, introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with over 500 service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. Not in the U.S., in the entire world. So they play with the big boys. Everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result being a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. Learn more online at cspire.com. That's the letter cspire.com/business. CSpire is customer inspired. So what'd you come up with there, young Joey, on the Smithsonian?
Well, right as you get off air here and as I start the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Yes.
Air disasters, blind spot.
I knew it. Blind spot.
Blind spot.
That might be the...
So if you speed and break the law going so fast, you might be able to watch it.
That might be the story of the Pacific Southwest Airways plane that could not see a military jet flying in their airspace, and it cut the cockpit off the plane.
Would you like to hear a synopsis of the episode?
Yeah.
September 1978. A Boeing 727 is preparing to land at San Diego's Lindbergh Airport. The pilots are warned of a prop plane flying immediately ahead of them. The crew confirms that they see the small aircraft, but within minutes, the two planes collide, spiral out of control, and slam into a small neighborhood. The crash claimed 144 people's lives.
That was horrible. Let me tell you something. For those of you who have flown into San Diego, It's an adventure.
Is that the one that goes almost straight down?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you descend into San Diego, you're literally following the contour of a mountain into Lindbergh Field.
Been there.
I'm actually kind of surprised as big as San Diego has gotten now that they have not built an airport away from the city. But the most fun airport for adventure was Stapleton, the original Denver airport before they built that satanic monument.
Yeah, the underground facility.
Yeah, because it was much closer to the Rockies than the new one is. And you could get some interesting winds. That was the flight, flying from Denver to Chicago on a 727. And because I dawdled, I had no seats to pick except aisle seats, so I... And at the very back of the plane. So I'm sitting down next to a husband and wife. The wife has the window seat, and she is crying nonstop. She is scared crapless to fly. So everybody is reassuring her that there's...
Everything's fine. They do this every day.
Man, you know, I've been on hundreds of flights. So we taxi, and we take off, and we get up to about... We weren't airborne. Long, I would say maybe 30 seconds, 40 seconds, about 1,500 feet. And it was as if a giant hand batted the left wing. And that plane went from straight and level to like this.
Oh, wow.
Every single overhead on the right side of the plane opened up. Playing cards, it was weird. It was like being on a wait list. Playing cards are flying and stopping in front of me.
Wow.
As they're floating around. The pilot righted the plane. Because they were, Stapleton was known for these winds that would come off the mountains and just play havoc with planes. Now, a good pilot could handle those situations, but if you think this woman was blubbering
on takeoff
for 2 hours plus, I had to listen to this hysterics. And of course, they came right on and said, ladies and gentlemen, well, there was just a little turbulence on takeoff from Stapleton, but. We're going to be fine for the rest of our flight to Chicago, but just as a way of saying thank you and understanding, we're going to be serving free cocktails. And when that plane landed in Chicago, 120 passengers all went. That was the blood alcohol level on that flight was substantial.
That much. If you get them drunk, they won't realize how bad things are.
So Joey is next, and I'll be back in the morning with Jay and Rich and Emily, and we will have another Bomb Hours winning word. And, we should do a quick thing on Adams Motorsports.
Allen's Motorsports?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just as long as we got a second, tell us what's happening there, man.
Oh, man, everything's going on. Of course, all the manufacturers are doing big rebates, doing special low interest rates. Suzuki's giving away stuff. Like, if you buy an RM, you get the titanium exhaust system. If you buy a GS6R, you get the titanium exhaust system. Doing all kind of stuff like that because we're just right on the cusp of riding season. So now's the perfect time to get on a bike. If you've never ridden, we can hook you up with the training course. And they teach you how to ride. It's pretty cool. It's Friday night and half a day Saturday in the classroom, then the rest of the day Saturday, all day Sunday on the pad, on the bike with the instructor. They provide everything. It's incredible. Of course, we sell the jet skis and the mules right now, side-by-sides, the hottest thing going. We sell the Kawasaki, the Polaris, and we sell the Kimco side-by-sides. Polaris is doing big rebates, special low interest rates. Kawasaki's doing the same thing, rebates up to, I think it's $750, select mules. So everything's going on right now, Greg.
All right, and of course, Adams Motorsports, if you're ever shopping for somebody who loves the outdoors, may not be your thing, but if it's somebody else's, they've got a huge, it's like the biggest toy store.
Yep.
It's Toys R Us for adults who love the outdoors, accessories, selection, and so forth. They can help you with that.
Yes, we can.
Pre-owned inventory is on display at AdamsMotorsports.com, and you can get your credit app started there. And remember, it's manufacturer's money behind all the great products they sell, so the credit standard is very, very consumer-friendly.
True.
So, spring, ready to turn the corner here. Get out, enjoy the water, and the beautiful... roads and open air of Alabama, off-road, on-road. They've got it all at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle.
Hackle.
AdamsMotorsports.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit FormalOutings.com.
As we move towards the end of our 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch, traffic sees things clearing up a whole bunch. The boulevard looks a lot better. It's just slowdowns at the traffic lights now, and everything's moving along great. I-65 has no trouble. I-85 is just a little bit slow between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. Other than that, everything's great. Now, on the Atlanta Highway, we still have a lot of traffic, and that traffic is between Coliseum Boulevard and Eastdale Mall, and then again picking up at Eastdale Mall and going out to Taylor Road. So let's be careful this afternoon and get home safely. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Kato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed as greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, all three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Hey y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you had never been here, let me tell you, we're easy to get to no matter if you're coming from Prattville, Wetumpka, Montgomery, wherever. We're easy to get to right off I-65 at the North Boulevard exit. You're almost there. When you get on North Boulevard, take that first exit. That's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find us down here. We'll cook up fresh